Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And many times it's helpful to look at other disciplines when we look at our business. We are business people. That's what we do. There are many types of business people. There are many business philosophies. There are many management philosophies. But for this conversation, let's look at engineers. Engineers create things, build things. That's what they do. And just because they build something doesn't mean they stop. So they'll engineer a piece of machinery. And when they're done engineering that piece of machinery, they'll look at the performance of that piece of machinery, and they'll see if it's working well, and they'll determine how to make certain parts stronger, how to streamline the operation, how to manufacture it quicker, cheaper, how to manufacture it with more quality. There are many things that an engineer does even after they're done engineering. But, you know, when we write a business plan, we think that we should just stop. We've written the plan. We know where we want to go. We may look at it. We may not look at it. We may throw it in the drawer. But you have to ask yourself, is my business plan working? Well, first, before you have to ask yourself if it's working, you have to have one. And when I look at a business plan, I'm looking at a couple paragraphs, a page or two about where you want to go that's always close by, that you're reviewing all the time, and you're saying to yourself, what parts of my plan work and what parts of my plan do not work? If we don't do that, we get to December 31st, look at our results and say to ourselves, my goodness, I didn't get what I wanted out of my business. We need to know now, today, early in the year, if you're not getting what you want out of your business. We need to know now if your business plan isn't working. We need to know now if your sales or marketing plan isn't working. We need to know now exactly what you put on that piece of paper that really works, that we need to just nurture and encourage and move forward with, and what we need to change. To be successful in business, we need to be flexible. We need to put ourselves in a position of saying, just because I said we were going to do this, it isn't working, and we're not going to do that. We are going to change. And that's the advantage of being a smaller company. Smaller meaning you could be doing $100 million a year. You're still a small company because you are the CEO, president, or business owner. You are the person in charge. You don't have a board of 15 people on the board of directors that you answer to. You wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to talk to my key people. I'm going to see what's working. I'm going to get their thoughts. I'm going to get their ideas, and we will change what doesn't work. Do not be afraid to say that you made a mistake. Capitalize on what you did that works. Continue with it. Do more of it. But if there's something that's not working, get it out of the way, because what it's doing is keeping you from being successful. And what do we want? We want you to determine what success is for you and your business, and we want this to be the most successful business year ever. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.